I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Muslim countries are in an uproar after an Iraqi refugee in Sweden burned a Quran on Islamic holiday Eid al-Adha. Muslims consider it blasphemy. There have been arrests in both Sweden and Germany, stopping retaliation terrorist attacks. Now, Sweden's considering making protests burning the Quran illegal. Denise Godwin with International Media Ministry says, "We need to pray protection for minority Christians who could be targeted. Pray also for the gospel to diffuse anger with Christ's compassion." And substance abuse takes a toll on South Africa's next generation. Drug addictions among young people rival the global average. Gospel workers in South Africa turn to the Lighthouse for help. The Lighthouse takes a biblical approach to addiction recovery. One group already had a program in place, but leaders needed help to get it going. The Lighthouse is raising $5,000 to help kickstart a tent-making initiative. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.